We'll add my welcome to Cherise. I have a question to kick us off. Why did we all come along this morning? So put another way, why do we have harvest services? Every year it happens, but why does it happen every year? So perhaps you could just turn to the person next to you or the person nearest to you and see what they have to say about that. Why does it happen every year? Well, those are good answers that I picked up so far. Just the idea of the crops and farming and giving thanks to God for those things. Anybody else like to share another one? Okay, well, if we were to ask AI or ask Google, typically we'd get some pictures of cornfields and baskets of fruit. And yes, harvest services are about saying thank you to God for the food we have, but the Bible tells us when it comes to saying thank you, a harvest service is about much more than food. So in a moment, we're going to be reading from the book, the Bible book of Deuteronomy. I've chosen that reading because I think it is true to say this is the earliest account of a harvest service anywhere in history. So whether or not that's true, we're talking about 3,300 years ago. But before we read about that first harvest service, there's something you should know about the people who had that harvest. So this is from the time of when God's people were slaves in Egypt. And if you know the story, you know that they cried out to God. God listened and sent a man called Moses to rescue them. Then we learn about the 10 plagues, the crossing of the Red Sea. Then they crossed the desert where food was not easy to find. So imagine now they have escaped slavery. They've crossed that desert. They're standing on the edge of a wonderful place called the Promised Land where they can live. And God didn't just say they can live there. He tells them how they can live there and what he wants for them, the best for them. And it's the book of Deuteronomy we're going to read from now that tells them how we must live. So I think Jane is going to bring our reading.
So the first reading is from Deuteronomy 26, verses 1 to 11 from the International Children's Bible. The first harvest. Soon you will go into the land the Lord your God is giving you to own. You will take it over and live in it. Then you must take some of the first harvest of crops. It will grow from the land the Lord your God is giving you. Put the food in a basket. Then go to the place where the Lord your God will choose to be worshipped. Say to the priest on duty at that time, "Today I declare this before the Lord your God. I have come into the land the Lord promised to give us. He promised this to our ancestors." The priest will take your basket. He will set it down in front of the altar of the Lord your God. Then you shall announce before the Lord your God, "My father was a wandering Aramean. He went down to Egypt. He stayed there with only a few people. But they became a great, powerful, and large nation there. But the Egyptians were cruel to us. They made us suffer and work very hard. So we prayed to the Lord, the God of our ancestors. He heard us. He saw our trouble, hard work, and suffering. Then the Lord brought us out of Egypt. He did it with his great power and strength. He used great terrors, signs, and miracles. Then he brought us to this place. He gave us this land where much food grows. Now I bring you part of the first harvest from this land. Lord, you have given me this land." Then place the basket before the Lord your God and bow down before him. Then you and the Levites and foreigners among you should rejoice. The Lord your God has given good things to you and your family. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So thank you, Jane. There you have it, the first harvest celebration. We heard there was some food in it, but it was about much more than food. And the first thing we learn from that harvest celebration is straightforward. God's people are to remember and to give thanks. Not just for our food, the place we live, but that first celebration said thank you. It said thank you for everything that God had done for them, all the ways God had looked after them, rescuing them from slavery in Egypt, setting them free, giving them hope for the future. So a proper harvest like that is a big thank you for everything we have. Well, what is the first thing we'll do as part of our service this morning is to say a big thank you prayer with those using those things that you came up with. So I will hand over to Cherie if she's still busy working on it. But we will begin with a prayer of thanksgiving.
Thank you. And Oscar's going to join me also in the prayers. So during our prayers, following the words, loving and merciful Father, we say together, we thank you. Okay? Loving and merciful Father, we thank you. Let's pray. Father God, you bless us in so many ways. We want to say thank you. We offer these tokens to say that we are grateful and we appreciate all that you do for us. Thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, dying for us. Thank you for my life, for my home, for fresh food. Thank you for a loving family and good recovery from health problems. Thank you for this church family. Thank you for being with me even though I get lost on my way. Thank you for tiny tots. Thank you for enough food and shelter. Thank you for answered prayer. Thank you, God, that I'm still alive. Loving and merciful Father, we thank you.
Let's pray. Father God, we know that you love the world and all its people. Watch over the people of Ukraine, of Israel, Gaza, and Lebanon. Give voice to the true peacemakers. For all who work for righteousness and justice, we bring our thanks today. Loving and merciful Father, we thank you. Creator God, you give us our daily bread. You know our every need. Protect and strengthen those who work in fields and factories, in shops and depots. For all who work to bring your harvest home, we bring our thanks today. Loving and merciful Father, we thank you. Loving God, you see the suffering of those we love. Bring healing and comfort and a sure hope of better days ahead. For all who work in health and care, we bring our thanks today. Loving and merciful Father, we thank you. Lord of the harvest, you long for all people to know you as Saviour and Lord. Give courage and staying power to those who share your love with others. For the workers in the Trussell Trust and Newcastle Food Bank, we bring our thanks today. Loving and merciful Father, we thank you. God, our deliverer, you have called us by name. Teach us to live lives that honour you and give glory to you. For saving us and setting us free from sin, we bring our thanks today. Loving and merciful Father, we thank you. Amen.
Thank you, Cherie. Thank you, Oscar. Those are some of the things that we wanted to say thank you for. And I'm now going to ask Jane if she can continue with our reading.
The second reading is from Deuteronomy 26, verses 12 to 15, again from the International Children's Bible. Bring a tenth of all your harvest the third year. This is the year to give a tenth of your harvest. Give it to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows. Then they may eat in your towns and be full. Then say to the Lord your God, I have taken out of my house the part of my harvest that belongs to God. I have given it to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows. I have done everything you commanded me. I have not broken your commands, and I have not forgotten any of them. I have not eaten any of the holy part while I was in sorrow. I have not removed any of it while I was unclean. I have not offered it for dead people. I have obeyed you, the Lord my God. I have done everything you commanded me. So look down from heaven, your holy home. Bless your people, Israel, and bless the land you have given us. You promised it to our ancestors. It is a land where much food grows. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God. So we've seen that a harvest service is a time of remembering and giving thanks, but something else from our reading this morning, it was about doing something. It was about responding and making an offering back to God. Verse 2 says the people are to take some of the first things that they've grown, the first fruits that grew out of the soil, and they're to put them in a basket and bring it to God. Now that sounds perhaps a little bit odd. If God gave it all to them anyway, do we think that he was hungry that, or that he needed their help? Well, it wasn't that, but why then would they give something to him? Why would you and I make an offering to God? So let's think about this. Perhaps if we approach it like this, Mother's Day. How about Mother's Day? Lots of people on Mother's Day say thank you to their mums. But again, perhaps working with the person next to you, we'll ask the question why. And then I'll get some feedback from you. So with the person next to you, why do we celebrate Mother's Day? So, the answers I'm hearing are the gift of life, the fact that someone put themselves before themselves in order for us to flourish. So, answers along those lines. So, yes, all those are things that are part of celebrating mums and all that they do for us. We celebrate that we love them and that they love us. Sometimes we give them gifts to show how much we love them. And when we do that, it's a kind of gift-giving to show that person how much they mean to us. But still, you might wonder, how could we ever say thank you to God with a gift? What sort of offering could we give to God to say thank you to him? So I will again set you to work with the people near you when we're answering the question, how can we say thank you to God? So if on a Mother's Day we might give flowers and various other things, what would we give to God in order to say thank you to him? So working with those around you. Well, the answers I'm getting typically are service of other people, our prayers to him, our devotion, our lives are the kind of things that we've been hearing. There are lots of ways, just as we live our lives, to give back to God. Well, in the reading we heard, I wonder if you caught that, verses 12 and 13, bring a tenth of all your harvest the third year. This is the year to give a tenth of your harvest, give it to the Levites, foreigners, orphans, and widows, then they may eat in your towns and be full. And say to God, I've done everything you commanded me, I have not broken your commands, and I have not forgotten any of them. That part of making an offering was caring for people who need help, which is what we're trying to do with what people have offered today that were used by the Trussell Trust for Newcastle and Staffordshire food banks. Now, it's good to do that today, but God wanted and God wants it to be part of who his people are. So if we're always grateful and not just grateful once a year, offering ourselves to God is more who we are than something we sometimes do. We become people who are always on the lookout for people who we can help. So yes, through food banks, but also in other ways. Our reading today was from the Old Testament about God's people there. But you find the same teaching about the same God in the New Testament. So hear this. This is written for Christians living in Rome, and it says, "Since God has shown us great mercy," those Christians are taught, "I beg you," writes Paul, who's writing to them, "to offer your lives as a living sacrifice to him. Your offering must be only for God and pleasing to him. This is the spiritual way for you to worship." So the idea there is giving yourself completely to God, giving your whole self and saying, "Father God, I want to use you to use me for your glory and your honour." That is what God's people are called to do. Now, there's one final thing I'd like to share with you about what we do because of what God has done for us. So we've said, remember and give thanks. We've said, make an offering. And lastly, what we do is we celebrate. So in verse 11 of our reading, it said, "You and the Levites and foreigners among you should rejoice. The Lord your God has given good things to you and your family." So a big part of what we're to do with others around us, everyone joining it, is to rejoice in the good things that the Lord God has given us. Now, there wasn't much detail in the bit that we read about how we are to do that, but back a chapter, chapter 16, it talks about celebrating something called the Feast of Tabernacles or the Feast of Shelters. And what it says there is, "Celebrate the Feast of Shelters for 7 days. Do it after you have gathered your harvest from the threshing floor and winepress. Everybody should rejoice at your feast, you, your sons and daughters, your male and female servants, the Levites and strangers who live in your towns, orphans and widows in your towns." So it is a celebration for everyone. The instructions to continue to celebrate the feast of the Lord your God for 7 days in the place he will choose. The Lord God will bless all your harvest. He will bless all the work you do, and you will be completely happy. Well, I have to say, the God of those people sounds like a lot of fun. And once again, we find the same God of the Christian people in the New Testament part of the Bible. In the book of Matthew, we hear Jesus using a parable, and he talks about the kingdom of heaven like this. He says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a king who prepared a wedding banquet." Now, sadly, not everyone accepted the invitation to that banquet. So then the king sent out his servants into the streets, and they gathered all the people they could find, and the wedding hall was filled with guests. The kingdom of heaven is meant to be like a great feast. We're told a great celebration of all the good things God has given us. In fact, it's one of the reasons that as a church we celebrate communion services with bread and wine. We're looking forward to a day when we will be round that table in the heavenly banquet celebrating Christians meeting together as we do in communion. Yes, there's a reverence about it, but it is supposed to be joyful, like those people from the earliest harvest service we read about. We too, we've been saved. We too have been provided for. So to sum up, as I finish, we are called to remember all that has been given us. We're to say thank you, and we are called to respond by offering our hearts and lives to God's service. And we're to celebrate because God is good. He's given us so much, not only now, but in the kingdom to come with its great banquet. I will now lead us in the Lord's Prayer, and as we do that, I'd like us to think about the words. I trust that with what we've been reflecting on, some of those words especially might take on more meaning still. So together we say, "Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, now and forever. Amen."